This is the reading for April 14th, Psalm 104. My whole being, praise the Lord. Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with glory and majesty. You wear light like a robe. You stretch out the skies like a tent. You build your room above the clouds. You make the clouds your chariot, and you ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flames of fire are your servants. You built the earth on its foundations, so it can never be moved. You covered the earth with oceans. The water was above the mountains, but at your command, the water rushed away. When you thundered your orders, it hurried away. The mountains rose, the valleys sank, the water went to the places you made for it. You set borders for the seas that they cannot cross, so water will never cover the earth again. You make springs pour into the ravines. They flow between the mountains. They water all the wild animals. The wild donkeys come there to drink. Wild birds make nests by the water. They sing among the tree branches. You water the mountains from above. The earth is full of the things you made. You make the grass for cattle and vegetables for the people. You make food grow from the earth. You give us wine that makes happy hearts and olive oil that makes our faces shine. You give us bread that gives us strength. The Lord's trees have plenty of water. They are the cedars of Lebanon, which he planted. The birds make their nests there. The stork's home is in the fir trees. The high mountains belong to the wild goats. The rocks are hiding places for the badgers. You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun always knows when to set. You make it dark and it becomes night. Then all the wild animals creep around. The lions roar as they attack. They look to God for food. When the sun rises, they leave and go back to their dens to lie down. Then people go to work and work until evening. Lord, you have made many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your riches. Look at the sea, so big and wide, with creatures large and small that cannot be counted. Ships travel over the ocean, and there is the sea monster, Leviathan, which you made to play there. All these things depend on you to give them their food at the right time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good food. When you turn away from them, they become frightened. When you take away their breath, they die and turn to dust. When you breathe on them, they are created, and you make the land new again. May the glory of the Lord be forever. May the Lord enjoy what he has made. He just looks at the earth and it shakes. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God as long as I live. May my thoughts please him. I am happy in the Lord. Let sinners be destroyed from the earth, and let the wicked live no longer. My whole being, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Joshua 19. The second part of the land was given to the tribe of Simeon. Each family group received some of the land inside the area of Judah. They received Beersheba, also called Sheba, Moladah, Hazar, Shual, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethuel, Hormah, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Leboath, and Shurahan. There were 13 towns and their villages. They received the towns of Ain, Ramon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 towns and their villages. They also received all the very small areas with people living them as far as Baalath-beer. This is the same as Ramah in southern Canaan. So these were the lands given to the family groups in the tribe of Simeon. The land of the Simeonites was taken from part of the land of Judah. Since Judah had much more than they needed, the Simeonites received part of their land. The third part of the land was given to the tribe of Zebulun. Each family group of Zebulun received some of the land. The border of Zebulun went as far as Sarid. Then it went west to Marilah and came near Debesheth, and then went near Jokneam. Then it turned to the east. It went from Sarid to the area of Kisloth Tabor and on to Dabaroth and to Japhia. It continued eastward to Gath Hefer and Eth Kazin, ending at Ramon. There the border turned and went toward Nea. At Nea it turned again and went to the north to Hanathon and continued to the valley of Iftah El. Inside this border were the cities of Katath, Nahalal, Shimron, Adalah, and Bethlehem. There were 12 towns and their villages. So these are the towns and the villages that were given to the family groups of Zebulun. The fourth part of the land was given to the tribe of Issachar. Each family group of Issachar received some of the land. Their land included Jezreel, Kesuloth, Shunem, Hepharaim, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ebez, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadah, and Beth Pazez. The border of their land touched the area called Tabor, Shahazumah, and Beth Shemesh, and stopped at the Jordan River. There were 16 towns and their villages. These cities and towns were part of the land that was given to the family groups of Issachar. The fifth part of the land was given to the tribe of Asher. Each family group of Asher received some of the land. Their land included Helkath, Hali, Beten, Akshaph, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. The western border touched Mount Carmel and Shihor Libnath. Then it turned east and went to Beth Dagon, touching Zebulun and the valley of Iftah El. Then it went north of Beth Emek and Neiel and passed north to Kabal. From there it went to Abdon, Rehob, Hamon, and Cana, and continued to Greater Sidon. Then the border went back south toward Ramah and continued to the strong walled city of Tyre. There it turned and went toward Hosah, ending at the sea. This was in the area of Akzib, Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 towns and their villages. These cities and their villages were part of the land that was given to the family groups of Asher. The sixth part of the land was given to the tribe of Naphtali. Each family group of Naphtali received some of the land. The border of their land started at the large tree and Zananim, which is near Halef. Then it went through Adami Nekeb and Jabneel as far as Lakum and ended at the Jordan River. Then it went to the west through Asnath Tabor and stopped at Hukok. It went to the area of Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and Judah at the Jordan River on the east. The strong walled cities inside these borders were called Zidim, Zer, Hamath, Rekath, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Iron, Migdal-El, Horam, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 towns and all of their villages. The towns and the villages around them were in the land that was given to the family groups of Naphtali. The seventh part of the land was given to the tribe of Dan. Each family group of Dan received some of the land. Their land included Zorah, Eshtaol, Ershemesh, Shalabin, Ajalon, Ithlah, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Eltika, Gibbethon, Balath, Jehud, Beni Barak, Gath Ramon, Mijarkon, Rakon, and the area near Joppa. But the Danites had trouble taking their land. They went and fought against Leshem, defeated it, and killed the people who lived there. So the Danites moved into the town of Leshem and changed its name to Dan because he was the father of their tribe. All of these towns and villages were given to the family groups of Dan. After the leaders finished dividing the land and giving it to the different tribes, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, his land also. They gave Joshua the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah in the mountains of Ephraim, just as the Lord commanded. He built up the town and lived there. So these lands were given to the different tribes of Israel. Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders of each tribe divided up the land by lots at Shiloh. They met in the presence of the Lord at the entrance to the meeting tent. Now they were finished dividing the land. Joshua 20. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Tell the Israelites to choose the special cities of safety as I had Moses command you to do. If a person kills someone accidentally and without meaning to kill him, that person may go to a city of safety to hide. There the killer will be safe from the relative who has the duty of punishing a murderer. When the killer runs to one of those cities, he must stop at the entrance gate, stand there, and tell the leaders of the people what happened. Then that person will be allowed to enter the city and will be given a place to live among them. But if the one who is chasing him follows him to that city, the leaders of the city must not hand over the killer. It was an accident. He did not hate him beforehand or kill him on purpose. The killer must stay in the city until a court comes to a decision and until the high priest dies. Then he may go back home to the town from which he ran away. So the Israelites chose these cities to be cities of safety: Kadesh in Galilee and the mountains of Naphtali, Shechem in the mountains of Ephraim, Kiriath Arba, also called Hebron, in the mountains of Judah, Bezer on the east side of the Jordan River near Jericho in the desert in the land of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the land of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the land of Manasseh. Any Israelite or anyone living among them who killed someone accidentally was to be allowed to run to one of these cities of safety. There he would not be killed before he was judged by the relative who had the duty of punishing a murderer.